needs to be still. And singing that song, just come Lord Jesus, it's just being aware of his presence, isn't it? And being aware of his presence makes the difference. Welcome everybody that's here this morning. We'd like to welcome you to our church. And I'm just so excited, really, in my heart, in my spirit, that the word that I'm going to bring today, I'm aware that we have to take communion as well. But in this week, I asked the Lord, what should I preach on? Because as a preacher, there's so many things you can preach about. You can take out all your sermons and you can just say, oh, I'll just preach that one. But it's, Lord, what do you want? What do you want your people to hear? And that song is just confirmation about what God wants us to hear today. And I already had mine in the week. I preached to myself in the week. So now I'm giving you the out of the overflow what God has given unto me. But my title this morning is called God's Presence Makes the Difference. God's presence makes the difference in our lives. And that is for our brothers and sisters who's not saved yet, who's not believers yet, that makes us different from them, is that we carry the presence of God. We carry the awesome presence of God that Moses and David in the Old Testament, they had the Ark of the Covenant, they had the Tent of Meetings, and that symbolizes the presence of God. The pillar of cloud symbolized the presence of God. But today, we don't have to go to a geographical location anymore, like the Samaritan woman that said that we worship on this mountain and you Jews worship in Jerusalem. It's got nothing to do with that. Where God's presence dwells now is in this tent, in our body. And that is not made by human hands. Isn't that powerful? That the presence of God resides within us. That is powerful. And I'm going to help us get away. I've got 3 points that I just want to bring across. And the one point is, what hinders us from the presence of God? What is hindering us from the presence of God? The second one is the awareness of the presence of God. How do we get there? And then there is benefits to God's presence. People like benefits. What can I get out of it? You know, what is there in for me? What is there? We like benefits. But before the blessing, there's always sacrifice. And I'm gonna journey through this quickly this morning as the Holy Spirit just leads me through this. If we could go to Exodus 33, verse 7. Exodus 33, verse 7. Father, I thank you so much for the opportunity to preach your word, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, that you will touch my lips of clay, Father. Pray, Lord, that anything that is not of you, any idea, Lord, that you will just remove that. Because we want your presence, Father, to be with us always, in Jesus' name. Amen. Exodus 33, verse 7. And it reads as follows. It says, now Moses used to take the tent and pitched it outside. Is everybody there? Sorry. Exodus 33, verse 7. Is it page 92? Okay. Page 92. Got it, this one. Now Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp from it for some distance away, calling it the tent of meeting. Anyone inquiring of the Lord would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp. And whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people rose and stood at the entrance of their tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses went into the tent, the pillar of cloud, which is the presence of God, would come down and stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, they all stood and worshipped, each at the entrance to their tent. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face. I'll say that again. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, but his young aide, Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. Moses said to the Lord, you have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways. And that's another prayer that we can just have in our hearts. It's like saying, Lord, teach me your ways, so that I may know you and continue with favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. And this is my verse. The Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name. Then Moses said, Lord, now show me your glory. That's God's reading. Amazing. We have to understand the story is that the Israelites, God asked Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. So they came out of Egypt. And God is saying to Moses, now take your people, take these people from here into the promised land. What is so strange is that Moses had the instruction, he got the instruction from God. But then he goes on to say, Lord, if your presence don't go with us, we're not going anywhere. And as I studied this text this week, I reminded myself of many times that how God used to use me and how I used to be aware of his presence. And out of that presence, he would speak to me and I could deliver a message to people that's hurting or people that's searching. But Moses, even though getting the instruction, he says, Lord, if your presence don't go with us, we are not moving from here. Moses was convinced that without God's presence in his life, it was useless for him to attempt anything. Verse 15 makes it clear, Lord, if your presence is not with us or not going with us, we're not going anywhere. What he is saying, Lord, we will not take a single step without your presence. That is how aware Moses was of God's presence. In the Old Testament, God revealed his presence, like I was saying, with a pillar of cloud, which is the presence of God. David is another fascinating guy. Being a king, but yet he says, look, we need to bring back the Ark of the Covenant to the city of David. Because we can do whatever we want. We got this brilliant ideas. But if God is not putting his stamp of approval on that, then it's useless. Lord, if your presence don't go with us, we're not going anywhere from you. David said in Psalm 51 verse 11, he says this, do not cast me away from your presence. Where can I flee from your spirit? That is what David is saying. And for us this morning is God wants me to make us aware this morning about being aware of his presence. Just like we were singing, come Lord Jesus, come. Come Holy Spirit, come. But when he comes, will we be obedient to what he wants us to do? Because God spoke to Moses face to face. And God gave him instructions. Last night I ministered at a City Temple at a homeless ministry. They asked me to come and share with a team, but also sharing with people that has been broken. And last night, really, God has really stirred my heart. But you know, I could feel their pain. Some successful people that lost homes, people that lost families, and so on. But before I went, I started exercising the presence of God by saying, Lord, you know I'm going up. But if your presence is not going with me, I won't be able to know what to share. I met a couple, and they were so broken. And the Lord spoke to me, gave me an idea, and also gave me the wisdom to speak to them. they said this. They said, how do you know what we've been through? We only met you tonight. How do you know these things? And I said, it's just the presence of God. It's just God speaking to me because He loves you. And we spoke for an hour. And I was thinking, I don't know these people. But that is what God said to me. You have to exercise the presence of God. It's like an instrument. If you play an instrument, you have to practice. You have to practice. You have to practice to develop that skill all the time. And the same is with the presence of God. The same is with the presence of God. So let me go to my first point about what are some things that hinders us or that blocks us from God's presence. Number one is self. Self. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. It's our self. Paul clearly says, I no longer live, but Christ who lives within me. John the Baptist says, Lord, increase in me so that I may decrease. And the key lie in how less we become, the more God's Spirit and His presence resides in us, and the more God will speak to us. But one of the things, our self, that stops us from getting into God's presence. Another one is, I don't have time. I really want to spend time with God. Have you ever heard that one? I really want to spend time with God, but I just don't have time. I really, really want to. And you know what God said to me? He said, that is something that the enemy has put in our minds. Because it's not about duration, it's not about time, it's not about how long we spend time with God. That is got nothing to do with the presence of God. Oh, I spend, because I couldn't spend an half an hour with Jesus, He's mad at me now. You know what I mean? It's those kinds of things. It's got nothing to do with time. It's got everything to do with the awareness of the presence of God. And being aware of the presence of God, it could be anywhere. Driving in your car. Being aware. There's a song that comes in your heart, isn't it? There's times that a song just comes up. That is God saying, connect to what I put in your heart. Because if you connect, if you are being aware of it, I'll speak to you. Smith Wigglesworth, Urban Roberts, the Catherine Kuhlmans, these people, say, just like us. When people say they're spending 8 hours in the presence of God, that is where we become, oh, I'm not worthy. Look at them. They spend 8 hours with God and I could even spend 10 minutes. You know, and then the phone rings. Oh my goodness. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got everything to do with being aware of the presence of God. Because they started off with maybe 10 minutes or so, but because of their love for the presence of God, sometimes when you spend time with God, time just flies, isn't it, without looking at the time. And you're like, oh my goodness, I didn't know. Was that 2 hours? But you couldn't do it. I couldn't do it by myself and say, right, okay, 2 hours, this is, I'm going to be disciplined. There's always something creeping up, the phone, somebody by the door. You're like, oh, I just wanted to spend time with God. But it's about being aware, and time is one thing that the enemy has robbed us. Because we say we don't have time. And then we feel we don't spend time with God. God don't want that time. God wants us to be aware of His presence. That's what Moses said. Lord, if Your presence don't go with us, we're not going anywhere. I need God's presence when I go into being with the youth on Fridays. I need God's presence when I go to Lanishan High. You need God's presence when you're in your workplace. That is what, it's just being aware of God's presence. It's about driving on the A470. Lord, if Your presence don't go with me, I can't go anywhere. It's becoming so aware of God's presence that God consumes us with his power. The second one, like I said, is awareness of God's presence. In verse 8 to verse 10, it clearly says here that, and whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people rose and stood at the entrance to their tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses went into the tent, the pillar of cloud, which is the presence of God, would come down and stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance to the tent, they all worshiped, each at the entrance to their tent. If you go and read that carefully, God says anybody who inquire of the Lord could go in. But we read it was only Moses that went in. Anybody. But I like these people. They were so aware still of God's presence. When they saw the presence of God, they began to worship. And I want to share a testimony quickly about that. As like I was saying, when I came back from South Africa and I lost my flight one day late, I like that testimony. And they said, "So you need to pay for your flight again to London." And I was like, I just heard the Holy Spirit said, "I got you covered." That's all. And what I did, I became aware, oh, that's the Holy Spirit there. And all the other distractions, I just said, no. I need to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Spoke to him, "I got you covered." And the lady came and says, "We got to get you on the next plane out for free." I was so excited about that testimony because the Holy Spirit just said, if I speak to you, God is not a man that you should lie. If he speaks a thing, he will establish it and he will make it come to pass. And that's one of my testimonies, right, that I feel, whenever I think about it, I get excited because it's just being aware of his presence. My brother and sisters, like I say again, my brother, my three cousins, last night, Friday and Saturdays, they would come together for a time of prayer. Now, these were guys that didn't know the Lord. I was the nutter, like they would say, crazy guy, you know, every time with the things of God. But I exercised the presence of God so much that I could bring their names into the presence of God. All of them now, they are saved, they're going for the Lord, they're preaching at campaigns and all of that stuff. But God said to me, it's because you are aware of my presence, and whenever I speak to you concerning your family, I will deposit something in your spirit. And sometimes we just need to hush our mouth and just pray for them. Just believe that God will do what he said he would do. And my brother called me the other day. I called him and he said, "Thank you so much for being an example." And I was like, "Lord, thank you so much for, because sometimes I felt like, you know, I wanted to give him a, you know what I mean, just a nice one. You know, come on, I'm the big brother, you know. But God said, you know, it's because I was so aware of the presence of God. And that's, when I wash the dishes, I love washing the dishes now. I never used to. Because when I do it, I have my CD player there with worship. And I do it and being aware of the presence of God. That's what it is. So when the enemy tells us that we don't have time to spend with God, that's a lie. When you're in your house and you play worship and you become aware, God draws you to himself. That's what it is. The last one is the benefits. Now people is going to start waking up now. The benefits is in verse 11, where it says, "The Lord would speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend. Then Moses would return to his camp, but his young aide Joshua, son of Nun, would not leave the tent." God speaking to us face to face. I mean, when last did you have a really good experience when God spoke to you and you know that you know that's him? Regardless what people say, you know he said it. That is when you are aware of God's presence. And now, verse 14, this is where it gets really good. "The Lord replied, 'My presence will go with you,'" and this is the benefit, "and I will give you rest." Rest. So many people, we get in that place that our souls are so busy. You know, the rushing of things happening and loads of things, that loads of noises and voices that comes, and we can't discern whether it is the voice of God because we are so busy. But when we're in God's presence, what does David say? In the presence of the Lord there is fullness of joy, isn't it? So if I become aware of God's presence and he speaks to me, the benefit is I get joy for free. Don't need to pay for it because I'm aware that's what his word says. When you're in my presence and you honor my presence, I will give you joy. There's so many people that even in churches, the joy is gone. Grumpy. Just gone. Because that's what the enemy does. He robs us of joy. And joy is your portion. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, that is yours. Don't let nobody take that from you. I love spending time in the presence of God, not in a legalistic way. I just love Jesus with all my heart. I just love him with all my heart, because if I want to get to know him more, I need to spend time with him, and not in a legalistic way. I want to spend time with him because he has been faithful, and he is faithful, and he has done great things for me. Being over here, away from home, he's sustaining me. Why He has become part of my life so much that when I wake up in the morning, I'm not saying do it the way I'm doing it. I'm just saying this is what works for me. I cannot start with anything else but worship. I cannot. I know I've got loads of stuff to do, but I need to get in the presence of God. Because I can do all these things and have no rest. Useless. Be still and know that I'm God. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." That's the benefit there for us today. I will give you rest. The last thing that the presence of God does when we are aware of it, the benefit is that Psalm 91 says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Verse 11 says that God will give His angels charge concerning you. There's just certain things I don't pray for anymore because I just know. If I'm in the presence, I don't need to, "Lord, you know, cover me the whole day." No. I'm in the presence. I'm covered. I'm covered because His Word says it. And that's why I can't afford not to spend time in God's presence, because if I do that, I won't be able to know what God is saying in my life and for my family. Moses said, "Lord, if your presence don't go before us, we're not going anywhere." What he says, Lord, God will give us direction for our journey. So God is saying, "Yes, I will go with you, because this journey, you can't do it on your own, and I will give you strength for this journey." This is my challenge to us this morning as I'm closing. We need to have the same attitude like Moses and the Davids. And there's a woman in the Bible that has been, you know, phenomenal. It's just reading what they did and apply that. Faith without works is dead. I try my best to preach the word, but also try to show it and demonstrate it to people. Because faith without works is dead. I can know the whole Bible, but if I don't apply it, it's useless. It's useless. How will people know unless we tell them? Unless they see something different in us? The world, well, the people in the world that's not saved yet, they need to give God praise for you and me. When they see when they look at our lives, they need to say, God is with them. Moses says to the Lord, "Lord, what does distinguish us, me and your people, from all the other people on the earth?" It's God's presence. It's God's presence. It's God's presence. And as we go out this week, I pray that you pray that prayer. Whenever you do something, "Lord, if your presence don't go with me, I'm not going." Don't go to work now. It's all Ricardo said. I can't go to work. No, I'm not saying that. You know, "Lord, if you don't go with me, Lord, I really don't want to go, Lord." You know, but what I'm saying is, like, just practice the awareness of God. When you're in your car, many times I drove and then you hear on the radio about road accidents and you think, "It could have been me." You know what I mean? It's like so many things happens on the road, but God is still protecting us. And that is what I'm talking about, just being aware. Lord, we pray that you will touch those people. And you can pray. You can immediately intercede for those people. You see what I mean? You don't need to come to a church, just a church on a Sunday, to experience the presence of God. But it's being aware. "Lord, I pray for those people, Lord. But also, I thank you for protecting me, Lord. Thank you for protecting my family. Thank you, Lord, for my children in school, Lord. Thank you that your presence are with them. Thank you that your presence are with that child whose mom and dad is busy divorcing. Keep them, protect them." You know, it's like, be with them. That is what that I suggest this day. Let us become aware of God's presence. Don't let the enemy lie and say, "Because you don't have time." We always have time. You go to the shopping mall, you do things, you go walking the dog, anything. Just be aware of the presence of God, because you might walk past somebody that has had a bad day and you can just speak into that person's life. And it happens so many times, isn't it? Then when somebody comes, "I really needed to hear that from you." But you are like, "I didn't even know, really." But because I'm aware of the presence of God, that is where the difference lies. That is what it is all about. So I pray that you receive that, you know, for as I receive that as well today, that God will continue to serve us, but also for us to say, "Lord, if your presence don't go with us, we're not going anywhere. Please take that, because that is really what God has been giving me to me, is by saying, become aware of His presence again, and you will see. Yes, in fact, there's people here today that knows what I'm talking about, but you've never experienced that for a long time. God is saying, just go back again. Just go back to that place of intimacy, and you'll see how He does it again. God is not a person who will say, you know what? What are you doing here? Remember 4 or 5 weeks ago? You didn't spend time with me? No. Out of the question. I don't want to hear. God is a loving Father who loves us, not because of, He loves us in spite of. He loves us because of what Jesus Christ has done for us and for humanity. That's why He loves us. And if we just connect again, He will speak to us. So God is just saying, you know, come, go back to that place. And if there's maybe people here this morning that says, that sounds good, Ricardo, how do I do that? Just do it. What Scripture says in Psalm 100, it says that, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. If you want to experience, you know, what I've experienced or what most people experience, is it's got to come from an attitude of gratitude, a heart of gratitude. Because if you are really thankful for what you have, you will begin to praise God. Like those guys I met last night, homeless people, and I'm thinking it could have been me. My work is to impart in them. My work is to show them not artificial love, but to show them the love that Jesus has shown me when He saved me. And I'm thankful for God using me to help other people, because I'm grateful for what He has made me. And you should be grateful for how He has made you. But to start from an attitude of gratitude, that is where you discover the awareness of God. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank You so much for Your presence in this place. Father, thank You for Your people. I thank You, Lord, for the love, Lord, that they show, Lord. Father, I thank You, Lord, but that cannot compare, Lord, with the love that Jesus shows us each and every day. We thank You, Father, that You gave Your only begotten Son, that to come all the way from glory to Calvary to die for us. We thank You so much for that. Thank You that You loved us first. Thank You that we didn't choose You. You chose us. And Father, I stand in a gap, Lord, for my brothers and sisters, Father, and even for myself, where we have failed You, Father. I pray, Father, that You will forgive us and cleanse us, Lord. Just like David prays, that create in me a clean heart and renew within me a steadfast spirit. Father, thank You so much that You are not like people that reminds us of our sins and of our mistakes, Lord. Thank You, Lord, that Your word declares, Father, that You remove that sin as far as the east is from the west, and You remember our sins no more. And Father, as we come to Your table today, Father, I pray, Lord, that anything that the enemy has lied to us about, I pray, Lord, that You will give us that grace just to cast that off, and that we will cast our cares and our burdens on You, for we know that You care for us. And Lord, we don't want to leave this place, just like Moses said, we don't want to leave this place without Your presence. We don't want to leave this place, Father, knowing, Lord, that we've met with You. And Lord, we will take this presence in our homes and in our in our workplaces, Father. Thank You so much. In Jesus' name, amen.